Does your basement leak only when it rains? At PermaSeal, we believe your basement should be dry all the time. For a free estimate, you know who to call, PermaSeal. 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
If you want to stay warm and toasty and you have business downtown, no problem. You can just use the Pedway, which, you know, my theory on the Pedway is the same people use it over and over again. There's, I don't know how many people know about it, and those people use it, and it's a mystery for everybody else. So we decided to send young Haley Boyd from our staff into the Pedway today to guide you if you need to be downtown and tell you how you can avoid the cold and still walk around down there. Where are you at the moment, Haley?
Good morning, Bob. Right now I am stationed at the Aon Center.
All right, so the big question is, how do you find the Pedway? How did you get down there? What was your route to the Aon Center area underneath us?
It's fairly easy. So we actually have a Pedway opening in our building at 303 East Wacker. You just follow the signs, and so I went through the Fairmont, went through it like a kind of a spa area, and just followed the signs until I saw something that's at the Aon Center.
And is anybody down there at this hour?
There's very few people down here. Normally, the Pedway doesn't open up until about 7 a.m., so I just kind of stuck my way in here.
Uh-huh. Using the tunnels allows commuters to travel from the Red Line through the Block 37 Mall all the way to Millennium Station and beyond without ever going above ground. Does Waze or Google Maps work down there?
You know, that's kind of hard to say, and it will in some parts. In other parts, it's a little spotty, but if you're in a well-known building, it'll typically be able to see where your location is.
All right, well, we'll check with you from time to time this morning. You can actually navigate large portions of the loop. There are restaurants, coffee shops, retail along the way. We will find out what's open a little later on, and it's a very neat part of our city. Sheltered passage between dozens of key downtown buildings. All right, Haley, what's the temperature down there? Any idea?
Yeah, warmer than outside.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I guess you'll be safe down there. Thank you very much. It's 6:18 right now. Any of you guys been in the Pedway ever? I go down there once in a while.
Oh, yeah. I use it a lot. Just to go from here to Michigan Avenue sometimes, if it's really cold or raining.
Yeah, and as Haley mentioned, here is 303 East Wacker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been down there, and I think I walked all the way to Macy's, the old Marshall Fields, and didn't have to come up ground, which is pretty good because, you know, we're east of Michigan Avenue here at like Wacker. So, you know, I made it all the way to State Street. It's a pretty neat tunnel system.
See, I've never figured out how to cross Michigan Avenue from where we are to get to the east side of Michigan, the west side of Michigan Avenue underneath without coming out.
I got to ask Haley about that. Yeah, there's. I think at some points you have to come up and go back down, mm-hmm. and then. It used to be that the signage was not really that great, but I think they've improved things. We'll find out a little later. The Pedway exclusive this morning here on our broadcast. According to the City of Chicago, development on the Chicago Pedway first began back in 1951. The system began with two simple tunnels connecting the red and blue line CTA stations at Washington Street and Jackson Boulevard. Since then, the network has expanded to over 40 blocks in Chicago's Central Business District, more than 5 miles. The system was conceived as a convenient travel option for downtown commuters during the harsh winter months. The tunnels were also intended to increase safety along the busy streets in the center of the city, reducing conflict between pedestrians and vehicles. We've sent our own Haley Boyd into the Pedway. Earlier, she was underneath the Aon Center. And Haley, I've got my map here. So you went into the Pedway and you were there, let's see, like between Lake Street and Randolph and between Van Buren and Columbus. Where are you now down there?
Hey, Bob. Right now I'm outside Macy's and I'm actually looking at one of my favorite parts of the Pedway. It's the art of American Victorian stained glass.
Oh, you know what? I've seen that. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So you got from our building, 303 East Wacker, you went downstairs and you got into the Pedway. So you've been warm and toasty down there and you've made your way all the way to Macy's?
So far, yeah, I plan on going a little bit further. So the adventure has only begun.
And is it easy to get around down there? Do they have adequate signage? Because they never used to.
It is, yeah. I remember the first time going down here, I was a little confused. But since then, they've actually gotten a lot more signage up here, some with logos on it, so that way you know exactly where you're going.
Is there a place there for breakfast or lunch? The places are open now, aren't they?
Yeah, there are actually some places open. I've passed quite a few Starbucks, Dunkin'. Mm-hmm. There's a Subway and a Burger King that's open. So, yeah, there's a lot going on down here.
Okay, the good news is you found your way down there. You were able to enter the Pedway. Is there any chance you're going to be able to get out of the Pedway?
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, you have to come out at some point. I mean, there's a lot of stuff down here. There's nail salons and spas down here. I don't even know if I want to come back up.
So you didn't have to go above ground at all to get to Macy's, is that right?
No, not yet, not at all.
Okay, well, let us know how far you get. We'll check in with you in a little while. And you're not wearing a coat now, right?
No, I'm not wearing a coat right now, but you don't really need one right now anyway, if you're in the Pedway.
Is it busy down there?
It is actually quite desolate right now, but sometimes with the red lines and the blue lines and the metros coming in, sometimes there's hordes here and there.
All right. It's Haley Boyd from our staff in the Pedway today. Good place to be if you're downtown and have to, you know, get around, that's for sure. Before we get to the 7:30 news, let's check in with Haley. We've sent her into Chicago's Pedway this morning. The Pedway provides connections throughout large portions of the loop and includes restaurants, coffee shops, and retail along the way. But it can be difficult to navigate down there. But Haley, you're not having any problems, are you?
No, not at all. I'm just following the signage. I just went through the station with the red line and the blue lines at Block 37 LaSalle Street, and now I'm at the 37 shop.
The Pedway is split up into numerous sections throughout downtown and includes ground-level walkways, underground passages, and frequent level changes. Is the Pedway symbol clearly visible there to help you?
Absolutely, yeah. And you know what? Now there's a lot more people, too, so it's a lot easier to follow when there's a crowd.
And will you be going shopping there in the warmth of the Pedway?
I might do a little bit of shopping, but right now my priority is breakfast.
Yeah, and are there a lot of choices down there?
Yeah, there's a Witch, there's a grilled cheese place, we got another Starbucks, there's a whole mall of stuff here.
Okay, well, with a little luck, you'll get some good food, and then with even more luck, you'll be able to find your way back out of there into our building again. But we'll see about that. We got to get to the news right now. Next time you have to be downtown on a morning like this, use the Pedway. The Pedway is open from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m., but our producer, Haley Boyd, actually sneaked in there ahead of that. Where are you now, Haley?
Bob, I made it all the way to Chicago's beautiful City Hall.
Okay, City Hall. Let's see here. I've got this map here. I'm tracking you. So that's interesting because you were below the Aon Center a little while ago and now at City Hall. And you started at 303 East Wacker, our building. Where did you enter the Pedway exactly, Haley?
Yeah, so we've got a set of escalators in our building, and so when you go down them, there's like a little area with a convenience store and a Dunkin'. You just head a little bit towards the Fairmont and go through the Aqua, and you can get in that way.
And if you're on Michigan Avenue or in other parts of downtown, is it hard to find the entrances to the Pedway? I know they have the little P Pedway symbols around, don't they?
They do, yeah. So they have the little symbols, and sometimes the signs will actually say Pedway on them as well without the logo. So you just got to be on the lookout for it. But they're really not difficult to find. You can find them.
The basement floor of the Thompson Center actually has one entrance to the tunnel system, but that section is currently off limits while that complex undergoes renovations before Google moves its Chicago headquarters there in 2026. But from the Thompson Center, you could take the Pedway underneath City Hall, that's where Haley is right now, and also underneath the Daley Plaza, and you could connect all the way to the Washington Blue Line station. You were at a couple of train stations earlier, weren't you? Weren't you there, Haley?
Yes. So I was at Millennium Station, and then I was also at the Red and Blue Line at LaSalle Street.
And people are very cozy and warm down there. And what are they doing? Are they eating? Are they shopping? What goes on down there at this hour?
They are doing all sorts of things. So right now at City Hall, there's just a bunch of people coming in for work, walking up and down the hallways. And now there's a lot more activity at the train stations as well. So it's getting busy, Bob.
Yeah, people who use it all the time can navigate it without any problem. But my theory is the same people are using the Pedway because a lot of people don't know about it. And the people that do use it a lot. And I was just looking at some numbers here on who uses the Pedway. And apparently more people than ever since the pandemic are using it. Pedway usage climbed to 20,000 weekly commuters last year, about a third of pre-pandemic levels. So, Haley, where will you be going next? What will you be trying to do?
Well, I think my next plan is, since the Thompson Center is blocked off at the moment, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to make my way back, and if we have some time, maybe I'll get to you from one of the metro stations.
And are there a lot of vacant stores? Because for a while there, I mean, it used before the pandemic, a lot of retail was happening down there and restaurants and coffee shops. Then the pandemic hit, a lot of businesses went out of business. What's the situation now down there?
So, yeah, there are some vacant stores, but obviously you got your bigger retailers like Macy's down there. But I would say that it's mainly food unless you go to that Block 37 shops. Then you have a whole mall of shops you can go to.
Yeah, it's another world down there, isn't it?
It is. It's like its own underground city, and you can get everything done down there. Like, this is the first time I'm really popping up here in City Hall, and I didn't have to go outside once.
And now, are you thinking, be honest now, Haley, are you thinking from now on you'll be producing the broadcast from the Pedway? You won't come up above ground at all?
Yeah, honestly, I think I might just be producing the show from a spa chair or something like that while I get a massage. So.
Oh, you can do that down there, huh?
Oh my gosh, yeah, there's so many things you can do down there, even an Amazon store too. There's everything.
All right, it's young Haley Boyd in the Pedway this morning. It's 8:46. Don't come up just yet until the temperature gets above zero. By executive order, we sent Haley into the warm Pedway this morning underneath the frozen tundra of downtown. Hey, Haley, if you're walking on Michigan Avenue or State Street, how do you get into the Pedway?
Yeah, so right now I'm actually at Millennium Station on Michigan, so you can get in through that way, or you can also get in through the Cultural Center. Now, if you're on State Street, you can enter through Block 37 or Macy's as well.
Yeah, the Pedway goes underneath the Illinois Center. It connects the building complex to the Hyatt and Swiss Hotels, Michigan Plaza, the Southwest Metro Station, and other buildings. And one of the largest and most traveled portions of the Pedway begins at the Washington Blue Line stop. That portion of the Pedway actually crosses through the basement level of Block 37. And you were there earlier, weren't you, Haley?
That I was. Yeah, I got some breakfast there.
And then you so you took in the stained glass that adorns the walls as you pass through from the blue line to the red line. That's that network of tunnels underneath Macy's. And then from there, the tunnel travels beneath the Heritage Building and the Cultural Center and connects to the Millennium Park Metro Station. That's where Haley is now. And the food court. Is the food court any good? What's down there?
Oh, yeah. Right now I'm looking at Auntie Anne's. We got Subway, Starbucks, Burger King. There's so many things down there. You can have your pick.
The Pedway continues through the Prudential Complex, connects to the Aon Center and the Fairmont Hotel. John Williams, have you ever been down there?
Yeah, I have, and I'm glad. You know, Haley has become Chicago's expert on the Pedway, and, yeah. which makes her the only person who is expert on the Chicago Pedway. It's not well enough marked. It's a real resource for people. And, Haley, there aren't many people down there, I'll bet, right?
No, not right now. Not at the moment. The train station is actually fairly quiet this morning.
You know, they have walking tours now. If you go to Choose Chicago, you can find out about it. They do that. And but you're right, John. I mean, it's of course today a lot of people are staying home. But normally, I think it'd be a little more crowded down there. According to the latest numbers, more people are using it than. Well, it's approaching the numbers, the pre-pandemic numbers. The Pedway usage, 20,000 weekly commuters last year, a third of the pre-pandemic numbers.
Wow. You know, we're not as chronically cold as they are in Minneapolis, so maybe this comparison isn't apt, but I spent 8 years living and working there, and they have the second floor Pedway system, so it's not buried beneath. You see, all the buildings in Minneapolis are connected by a walkway on the second floor across the streets and across the way. And it's navigable, and it's easy to use. And
yeah, and you see it.
That's it. So you know where it is. Yeah, and ours is buried, and it's you can't tell where you're going half the time.
Well, who knows when we may see Haley again? She figured out how to get in there, but how are you gonna exit? Do you have your navigation plan?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm just going to head right back on to 303 East Wacker, and I think I can pop back up in there again.
Okay, so that's great. I mean, Haley's been in the neighborhood of Macy's and City Hall, and all without venturing outside. How about that? That's pretty good.
Not once.
All right. Well, we'll see you upstairs here, maybe. Thank you very much, Haley. It's her annual trip into the Pedway.